Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes.
GS Charlotte's Most Dangerous Crew, No Advisory Podcast. Your boy, CL McClain.
It's your girl, Shout Bugs.
It's your girl, Ashby.
Hey, the boy next door, the dude from school, the jerk at work, Patty.
Yeah, shout out to Merciless Guy Maker. Shout out to E-Class. Shout out to P-Fine. Shout out to K-Digital. Shout out to Sid, shout out to Welch, shout out my man Jay in the background who came through and kicked it with us today. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't figure nobody, right?
Nah,
my voice is kind of like hoarse. I've been, you know, going out a couple of past days and, you know, voice is all fucked up. How was y'all weekend and shit? Y'all weekend is good and all that? I said I'm going to start doing that more often.
Yeah.
You feel me? You know, start off like how was y'all guys' weekends and days and months and hours and minutes and seconds.
Do the recap. Yeah, I'm saying, the fight, did a little fight party Joel last night.
Uh-huh.
Made some rounds at a couple of events that had some free goddamn entry. That was the main focus. Huh?
Who fought last night?
I'll tell you later on in the segments that I'm gonna do. The other stuff, you know, just chilling, being a dad, doing that regular stuff like that, man.
Oh, shout out to Duke, man. Duke, y'all saw that game?
Yes.
I mean, I know they ain't see it, but you saw
it. Yeah.
Right,
I saw pieces
game.
Of it. I want to watch the whole thing. I ain't get to watch the end of
it. I watched
that.
The whole fucking game. Shout
you watched
to
the whole game?
Yeah.
That Duke is my squad. Who you like?
Duke.
Chapel Hill.
I like Duke.
You like Duke too?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
See, man, that's not
a like Duke. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas got sense, man. Wow. Anybody that want to progress in the world, niggas that want to progress in the world, I feel like they like Duke. I feel like niggas that just want to still be niggas, they like Carolina.
That's very.
I don't know. It's like Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo. It's two types of niggas.
Oh, okay, well.
Well,
I'm not into sports, so I really wouldn't know anything.
Yeah,
like
I know
they
didn't know
nothing
about that.
So. I'll start paying attention.
You into sports, you just don't know it.
I'm saying you got to start watching sports, man. The sports is very calm and very relaxing. You learn a lot of things with sports.
Why things that I like to do are relaxing.
It is relaxing. You can sit down and get your little wine beer, whatever.
You want me to tell you why I don't like sports?
And I think I'm setting my ways, so I'm not
going to
ever.
That's why, right there. Because
women don't like sports.
Women don't like team sports. They don't like, yeah, I gotta work with all y'all bitches. No. They don't like
that. That's not true at all. That has nothing to do with
it.
Right. First of all, stop putting everybody in a category.
Y'all don't like sports.
Second of all, I don't like sports because it's not interesting to me. I'm not an athlete. I don't play sports
don't
myself.
You don't have to be an athlete to watch sports.
I think you have to have
you have to have
some
sort of interest in it.
Yeah, you have to have like
I have no interest.
So it's
only
not,
interest that I have is that it's men and some of them be fine as hell.
Have
that's
you
the
ever
only
met
interest I have.
A professional basketball NBA player or NFL player?
Mm-hmm. Have I ever met a
like
professional?
In person,
yeah.
Like in person. Who'd you mean?
I met what's his name, the Tolbert guy. That's my line sister's best friend.
October, who's that?
Yeah, the Panthers. He's a fullback. Yeah, he's not really impressive. Let's see.
My good friend is Thomas Davis. She's married to Thomas Davis, so I hung around him. He's a nice guy. I like the players individually.
Yeah, and you see,
what
they
have to
do
with anything?
But they ain't got nothing to do. I don't want to see his ass play.
But hold on, wait a minute.
More off the field than what he do on the field.
Wait, so you see him in person and all his big and how big he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then imagining him with helmet, shoulder pads on it, imagine him running fast and hitting that didn't like what he did
that
for a living didn't appeal
you?
To
no,
you.
No, who the fuck is? Who cares?
Do you understand how okay, so being
it's
a
like beating a dead horse, we're not gonna get
right,
anywhere.
Right, right, right. If you're a non athlete,
like
you can't appreciate that people can do things way past your capability.
That's like I'm into ballet. Like, would you ever
right.
go see Misty Copeland perform? Like I would
and
love to go. I would sit there and watch 3 hours of Misty Copeland perform.
And
that's
outside of my realm.
That's
something
relaxing.
That I can't do. And
that's relaxing.
I can watch that.
I love
will y'all
plays.
Watch ballet?
I love plays.
Huh?
Will you watch ballet?
I'll watch
ballet. Yes.
Yeah.
I went to like a play
nigga,
before,
you.
Like, you know.
Probably not.
Now, I'm not saying I will watch it consistently, but I have.
I like
you know,
to go see it live. Like, that's something I'm interested in. So, sports, that's not something I'm interested in. Sitting through a game.
Mm. Mm.
Stop trying to make us like sports.
It's
period.
Not gonna happen.
Anyway,
you know,
stop trying to make it
it's
work.
It's an awareness
it's
thing,
work.
You know.
Stop trying to make fetch work.
Now, we got to, like, have a, like, a no advisory game. Not a game night. Per se, with just actual games, was watching a game. They have to do that.
No, yes. Because we tried that already.
Well,
remember the last meeting we were at, it was some football game or basketball game. Elliot was there.
No,
that
but
y'all was trying to talk about, nigga, we ain't doing that.
No, but see, it wasn't mm-mm. arranged around the basketball game. We just happened to have a basketball game.
As long as it's food, I don't give a fuck. Okay.
And drinks, I'll stay.
Right.
Anyway, and we said all this. I ain't even find out how was y'all weekend was.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? It's your turn. Go ahead. We'll just go around
good.
In a circle.
It was really good. Uh-huh. As y'all know, I just moved into my place, so I'm just kind of trying to get things situated.
We didn't know that.
My baby was not feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, how was he?
Freaking flu. Mm-hmm. He's better now. About to go back to school after the whole week off.
Okay.
Had the whole week off?
I mean, you know, the flu takes a little while.
And then Friday, they ain't go to school anyway because it was tornado.
Right.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, that shit was real. That shit was actually real.
It was one in Belmont, Gastonia, and Concord that I know of.
There was one down south of Uptown because I was uptown. And
yeah, I work uptown.
We on the 21st floor, and I saw, so somebody leaned on the lights at some point, whatever, and the lights went dim. And so everybody's like, the power went off. And then after that, everybody looked outside. I looked outside.
It was
dark. I had never seen it be that dark. Mm-hmm. And you could see how fast the wind was moving because it was carrying water.
Right.
It was carrying some of the water that was it. And the water was going by the motherfucking windows, and the windows was twerking. I said, windows ain't supposed to twerk, nigga.
Oh, I got my ass.
Nigga was woo, 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 woo. I something. Ran down 20 flights of stairs. Everything was, you know, of course, everything was copacetic. What, like 30, 40 minutes later, hour later, good whatever the case may be. But that shit was scary. Like, and the tornado had a picture. I got a picture of the tornado that hit Southside. Like, it was a real ass tornado.
Well, yeah, they swiftly canceled school. Swift.
And I didn't find out until I was 10 minutes from my child's school.
Oh, my gosh.
I was
so
pissed.
They did send those texts, man.
He was headed to school.
I was taking her too, so her daycare followed CMS schedule. Mm. And they didn't tell me until 8:18, and I was going to be at work at 8:30.
So we had an F-0 tornado. That's what we had.
What's that
F-0?
Mean?
What does that mean?
That's
what it's called, yeah.
It denotes the wind speed.
Oh, okay. Because,
mm-hmm. you know, people think tornadoes, they think the swirly
right.
shit.
It's wind speed. Yeah.
No.
This was an actual twister.
It was uptown. It was quick. A lot of places just got the effect of the wind. They didn't actually get the eye of the actual tornado.
Right.
Because it's so hard to gain mass when you got all these buildings, all these hills and stuff like that. It breaks up.
Shout out to New York. That's why I like living in New York.
Manhattan is an island. You so ain't that's really not about, any better.
Yeah, you got terrorists in New York. I don't want to. That's not an alternative.
Type of situations is not healthy. The energy in those buildings, my God, I can only imagine. That's why a lot of New Yorkers are angry.
Yeah,
shout out to New York. I'm not
angry. That we're angry. Yeah.
You are angry. I brought in some food for us. He's like, fuck. I don't fuck ass dip, nigga.
I don't think that's anger.
I don't think
that's
y'all are angry, but a lot of New Yorkers are angry. At least the movies I've seen.
Okay. Movies. I'm not doing this.
Okay.
We're not doing it.
Sha, how was your weekend, Sha?
Moving on. Yes, my weekend started off very irritating because, like I said, school was closed and I did not find out until 10 minutes before. So that pissed me off. But it was still a good Friday with my daughter. I got to go to work Friday evening. Yesterday, I went to a full moon gathering.
What?
A full moon gathering. It's the full moon ritual that you do. You know, whenever it's a full or new moon, those are times of high intentions and... just good vibrations and things, you know. So it's at Musa Moon. Musa Moon is a shop downtown. It's like an apothecary kind of. She's a spiritual healer.
Oh, wow.
And she sells like sage or crystals and all of that. And she does these gatherings anytime it's the full and new moon. She does it every month.
Oh, wow.
I think I saw it on your Facebook.
What day? Tell the listeners what
it's. No, it's whenever the full moon or the new moon is. So you just have to watch your calendars.
Okay.
I went one time last year, and I haven't gone back since just because of my schedule and things. But I was going to go to Duval show last night was the plan. Mm. But then I saw her post this, and I said, I've seen Duval twice.
Where was Duval last night?
He was at Night Theater.
Night.
Mm-hmm. He was at Night Theater. So that full moon gathering was awesome. You know,
shout
just
to the full moon
gathering. How did you find out about the Duval gathering?
About Lil Duval?
Yeah, all of his.
Well, I follow him on Instagram.
Instagram.
So, yeah, that's how I knew that he was coming to Charlotte.
Okay.
Yeah.
About the full moon.
I thought that's what you were asking about, too, right?
Shout out to Duval.
Yeah. But no, you can do your own full moon gatherings. You don't have to go, and you know, you can just look it up and find your own rituals and things that you do. But here we journaled and just had a little conversation. You know, about things that we're struggling with and letting go and releasing and welcoming and all that. It was awesome. That was it.
That was good. I like that. All right.
That's the type of shit that, you need to be on.
Yeah, no. All right, before we get to the hot topic, I want to talk about, I was watching this Texas A&M game. Mm-hmm. And
Basketball,
Mississippi
right?
State, yeah, college basketball, the women. Like, why the fuck these girls out there with their full fingernails, eyelids?
On the basketball court?
On the basketball court.
They probably could still play with it.
Nah, oh, wow. B.
No, that's, got, that's
you
stupid.
Can still play with
let
it.
Me
what's
check
problem?
That score.
That's stupid.
I'm sorry, that was just some off the topic shit.
If, how is this, if they can stupid. Still play with it, if it's oh, comfortable man. For them and it's not bothering
yeah,
them, why
but
is it
like
stupid?
Affecting the game?
No, if it's not, then what's the problem?
Versus.
That's funny you say that because I'm is. Just, I'm not, it I'm is, not though. Seeing that. It, like, I used to cheerlead in high school. I just remember the girls, no nails.
Yeah,
like,
they look
no
like
makeup.
Boys.
So for, mm-hmm. for me to see that, I actually appreciate that.
Right. You then you can still be.
As a girl, like, yeah,
yeah right.
Like
I can still be a lady, still look gorgeous,
right.
and play what I love to play. That's right. dope.
I think so too.
Nah, I just don't think that's appropriate. Like, you got.
What's the problem?
Cause like
did something
it's happen? Basketball.
So anybody
like,
got injured?
No, no, no. What it is what it. I think what he's saying is like, let me see you are right you there. Are you are, undeniably hindering yourself. Now the measure in which the degree in which each person is hindered by that is different to the each person. But
or
you
they
can't,
could be hindered not at all. But go ahead.
But that's highly unlikely. It would be like you give yourself less of an advantage. The more things that you add to yourself when you are playing sports, the more weight, the more obstacles you have to overcome when it comes to doing anything.
Wait, let him finish.
How are you
hold on,
yelling?
Let him
How are you yelling? You don't
let
even play sports.
But as an observer, can I just say
as
this?
As an observer?
I think women.
That you're an
I
observer.
No,
observer.
I play sports.
You play sports, but you don't play sports.
I play basketball.
Hold on a second. Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to stop yelling. I'm sorry. We gonna calm down one at a time.
I play sports professionally.
We gonna, I played
but he
sports
has played
professionally
sports.
On
he played
higher
it in college
levels.
And all that. But you never played sports in nails or jewelry because
yeah.
that's not y'all don't do that in men's sports, right?
Yeah.
So how can you speak for someone else who can do those things?
Because you know what it calls for. You know what the game calls for. And so when you put
man,
at
why
the,
they even bring that up? My bad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
what's
you
the
know,
score?
It's just
they actually won though.
No. Exactly.
Can I just add to that? In the times of no, in the times of women trying to make
people
call
this.
Who has
in the times of women in the times of women
the
times of women trying to make no the times of women trying to make y'all feel comfortable.
I'm not yelling, sorry.
Yeah, no, the times of women to make y'all feel comfortable just because y'all don't enjoy seeing
that
in y'all basketball.
No, I don't care about that.
That doesn't take away from these women being able to be women on the court. Because at the end of the day, when they leave the court, they're putting those lashes on, they're putting their nails
done,
and they won the game nonetheless. But even if they had lost the game, them being women on the court does not take away. It just makes y'all uncomfortable.
No,
right?
it's not.
And that's
no,
not why
no,
they should
not
do it.
I think if
I saw that as a girl growing up, that may have made me more sports inclined.
Right, like I want to do it. Right?
Like,
and you would have got your ass bust with them lashes and them nails.
I don't
you would have got your ass bust by that tomboy named Jessica who don't wear none of that would have bust your ass with them.
Shout out to the guys who didn't make it to the professional level that these ladies in the lashes and shit might make. So.
Come on, bitch. I love that. That's the word. That's the word.
Shout out to the girls who look like men who didn't make it to the level that they made
it.
What
did that have to do? That don't have anything to do with anything.
It does. It's women.
But nonetheless, shout out to
you can't compare to us. Y'all can't. An all-star team of y'all couldn't beat a male team. So why are you comparing
yourself? So that's
why. Why would you compare yourself to other women though?
Okay, so hold on a second.
It's basketball.
Based on your logic.
Be serious.
Based on your logic.
Be serious.
The men and the women aren't going to play against each other anyway. So why is the men worried about the women with their nails and their lashes? Why are you worried about
it?
You're not going to play them.
Going back to
what
you
said.
You're not going to play them.
Are you
going to
play them? Y'all not going to play them.
They get their ass whooped.
Maybe in a pickup game, yeah.
In a pickup game, but that's not going to happen. So why is it your concern?
But
I'm surprised.
Hold on. I'd seen you get your ass bust by a 15-year-old in some slides, nigga. I don't know.
That was never the... Why the fuck this motherfucker always say
you might get your ass bust by somebody.
Never ever says what happened to the little kid after that. Anyway,
I don't know.
I ain't gonna talk about that. But anyway,
we're not.
You
crossed up the little.
No, he bagged him down.
Little
the kid crossed him up. Cross D Mop was on the edge of the flip flop.
Oh, did you know he was heating?
Yeah, that nigga was on the edge of his sneaker. Yeah, he was over here, nigga. Taxi. He called a cab.
He ain't right for that shit.
On his anyway, own. He's a little kid. I ain't gonna worry about that. But I'm just saying, it's a little to my point. When I was watching the game, like, and I was talking about, I was like, yo, if you look at all the WNBA players that, like, that were stars that came out, none of them really had makeup on, hair done, nails done. They didn't. They went out, played their ball. I'm like, why this whole girl's got all this fucking makeup on that? They had the baby hair shit, nails. So I'm like, they're going to get smacked. They was getting smacked.
It's a brand new day that they can't.
They was getting smacked, but they came back and actually won the game.
Salute to them.
They changed that narrative for me for that one game.
What that goes to show is that I can play this sport and still look good doing it, or still look how I want to look doing it. Period.
I mean, I don't got nothing against I just wanted to know why they was doing that.
Because like, they can.
I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you.
Because the ball hit your nail break, and all types of shit.
That's a contact sport.
You know what I mean?
It's a contact sport, but so if they are successful, I mean, the same thing can happen. You might not have nails on, but you can play the same sport, and the ball can hit your finger wrong. You can break your finger.
By the way, wasn't there a guy on the basketball team wearing jewelry in the NBA? Didn't he have like a necklace or something on? Don't I see guys playing football wearing jewelry? I have
football.
Seen.
They do wear jewelry, but so basketball you can't wear jewelry. Nah.
So why is that okay? Like, nah, why was you wearing jewelry playing?
The placement. It's the play. It's different. It's
because
different.
Well, football is different because football they got on the pass and all that. Nigga
do,
put that on.
But
there.
You can do.
Damn,
it.
We even get the hot topics. Look at the hot topics. Hot topics.
Niggas, child, when you back niggas,
and then y'all tried to slide that shit in there.
No, it's not. It's not back. It's back. Nah, goddamn.
I just wanted to have a conversation and just wanted to know because
nigga, shit. Now,
to me, that looks
y'all
awkward.
Y'all gonna stop that. Y'all gonna stop that.
You, I mean, you like that.
Shout out to Mississippi State. No. They all the girls look good.
Shout out to y'all, Mississippi State. Y'all won, looking fabulous. Look
it's just like they came from the club and went to the basketball court.
And that's nothing wrong with it because they still won. That's
it's
what's
not.
Up.
It's not. It is nothing wrong with it. I say this. I just say this and leave it.
Yeah, you better backpedal, nigga. What's up?
No, I ain't backpedaling.
You just said you said it was nothing wrong with it 10 minutes ago.
I got no more points when you hear that stop. Stop now, damn it! That mean a nigga got nothing else to say. Go ahead.
So anyway, I was saying, at the end of the day, as an athlete, I know if a motherfucker, I don't care, man, woman, or child, if you care too much about your aesthetics, I'm gonna bust your shit. I already know as an athlete, you're not as focused on your craft as I am. It was a nigga that got his ass whooped last night at the MMA fight where it was one of the undercards. Mm-hmm. And I remember most of the guys we in the, you know, in the brush, they in the we in this room, and most of them athletes. Most of us play football, and the majority of the room right away. One guy, he had his little braids all done. It was in the designs and everything. It was real tight. And then the other dude, grizzly beard, no shade, patch of hair here, patch of hair here. You could already tell. Nigga was like, yeah, he gonna get his ass whooped. And what happened? The dude with the little braids, he got his ass balled the fuck up. Because you focusing on aesthetics and not your craft.
Based on Patty's logic, you can look good and do what you love to
you
do.
You can, but
go
you
ahead,
can't be focused
those
on
those ladies win last night?
You can't
know
be
they
focused
won today,
on
they won.
It.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the other girls had them too.
They won. So
the
moving
other
on,
girls
said,
had them too.
Your point has not been made, sir. Moving on.
I'll bust y'all ass in basketball.
That's
got
fine.
Me, I'll tell you
that. But we don't play, so it doesn't matter. Talk to Mississippi State, nigga. You talking to people that don't play.
I won't
talk to them.
In basketball.
Talk to Mississippi State.
I will block the shit out of your shot. Equal rights, goddammit.
Moving on. There'll be another episode of Martin. Okay, moving on. Go ahead, sis. Hot topics.
Anyways.
Niggas aggravating as hell.
Moving on to some more pressing topics.
Yeah, shoot his ass.
Shut your fuck ass. Shut your bitch ass
Let's
up.
Let's talk man. About it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do we have the buttons working and everything?
Yeah, you gotta let it sound. Okay, well. Let it sound.
It's not the same, but
you're right. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. But anyways, the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, when I first started talking about this, the toll was like at 427. Yesterday was at 756.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it is 811.
Right. Oh. It just keeps going up.
Mm. Now, the thing about it is the day that this was released to the world, the so-called date,
mm-hmm.
it's a mix-up. Nobody knows when the first case was allegedly came out, because it allegedly came out to the world in January. Right. They're saying in China that
it's been going on for a while.
Since December.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So I just think the 811 deaths are like...
It's just a number thrown out there.
I think it is, unfortunately. Especially when you got 34,000 people infected with the shit.
Right. And then, of course, you know, the media is here to spark reactions and shit. So, you know, trying to scare everyone. Now, I did see an article on Facebook today, though, that 4 people flew in from China that they're quarantining for the next 14 days before they'll allow them out in Charlotte. Y'all saw that?
They cancel all flights from China at the airport.
They fly your ass back to Antarctica first. Well, I'm dead ass serious. They fly you into Antarctica.
Oh, that's where they keep you in their labs.
That's where you hold
that.
That's where your ass is getting held at. They ain't flying them niggas in the goddamn Charlotte Douglas and then having them in a room. They got them niggas. You fly in where they get you, you know, it's like federal. Somebody intercept you, whatever the case may be. You on this quarantine list and you follow the protocol and you go to Antarctica. You got to stay there for a certain amount of time.
You're supposed to be quarantined for like 14 days if you coming for China, like just automatically 14 days. But the funny thing about this shit for me is the fact that, okay, I know y'all heard about the doctor that first put the virus out there. In China, everything is pretty much monitored by the government. So they have like this thing called WeChat, and it's pretty much like our version of text messaging. So it's where the government is able to monitor your shit or whatever. So he was in there and he pretty much said there's something like the SARS virus that's getting ready to come out and all of this. And he was scared about it because he was talking to his doctor friends like, they got us treating these people, but who's protecting us? Long behold, he died. He dies. He just died yesterday. And it's like, it's just crazy to me because, like, I was watching videos on the city of Wuhan, and it's like that place was populated just like New York.
Right.
The streets are vacant. There's nobody there.
That's scary.
It's like
some I Am Legend type shit.
Right. It's
not
like,
even that.
I'm going to get to that. The people that are Americans that are trapped over there, they're like, where are the people of Wuhan at? Like, where are these people at? So,
Wuhan! The shit goes got deeper you than all
this.
In check.
I don't know if y'all know this either. In Wuhan, they have a CDC that they just opened up, like the Center of Disease Control that they just opened up not too long ago.
Hold on, time out. Is that separate from that hospital they built in 3 days?
You know what? I did hear about that hospital.
They threw that motherfucker up quick.
Okay.
They quicker did. Than Mexican boy.
Okay. I heard about that shit.
Yep.
Well, I didn't hear about that.
But you know one thing about that?
I was going to say the CDC is there. It's like, what if they fucking is releasing? These is people that's fucking lab rats, and they releasing them into the society little by little.
That's what happened with HIV.
Where are the people of Wuhan? Where are these motherfuckers at?
Sounds familiar, though? Nothing don't sound familiar to y'all. Even the logo. Don't look familiar to
the logo.
The logo of what?
Of the hospital. What's the hospital?
Let me see.
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
Let me see.
What was that from?
Let me see.
You know, don't watch movies?
Let me see.
I need movies, but I never seen that movie.
Never seen this? What that one is?
What's that Outbreak or something?
You know that from? What's that from? What's that from? Remember Resident Evil?
Oh, I never saw Resident Evil.
You gotta watch. Yo, that shit is similarly eerie to the Resident Evil, like the whole story plot.
Yep, the whole
if you watch Resident Evil,
even the body suits that they wearing now, the soldiers they have these white body suits that have like the underneath it's like some neoprene neck type skin thing, but over the top the helmets, the shoulders, the midriff, it's all like a plastic body type thing. They look exactly like those Residential Evil soldiers.
Y'all gotta watch that movie.
So what happens in the movie?
Like Resident Evil, they had a thing called like the T virus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were saying like the world's going to end. Mm-hmm. They were just showing a guy was giving a presentation saying this is what's gonna happen. So somebody said, well, how do you control it? What is your plan? He's like, well, we got the T virus. He's used to control the population, let this shit out, let everybody die.
Yep.
We going to be underground. We come back up, new world, we start over.
You know what I mean? It's like, have y'all heard of systemic programming or whatever? Because it's like all that shit with the Simpsons.
Right.
It's like I think people in these high places put these little things in these movies.
Yeah, right. They put it in your
purposely,
face.
Purposely,
you know what I'm saying? But it's still,
like, dog, look at this shit.
But it's
like,
in come your on, face.
It's the same fucking logo. That's the Resident Evil logo, and that's the logo for the building. System. I think when they house in the matter, some shit.
Systemic programming.
Same shit.
It's crazy. It's like people who are higher ups. You have, what is the guy's name?
We're going to come back to that.
That's crazy.
That director, I forget his name, but people like that, they've been doing this for years. Yeah. You got to think about it. How did the person who, Mark Groen, who wrote The Simpsons, have the frame of mind to have Trump going down the escalator with a woman?
Right.
All these years later, that same thing is happening. It's like, come on.
Because I always say, when you do a movie, especially movies like that where it shows a disaster or like an important time in a period in life or just in general, they got to get it from someplace. Where do they get it from? You just sometimes like a writer just thought about that. And I don't know. So especially this shit here with The Simpsons, it's just too eerie, just too similar. It's just, nah, I don't believe that shit. And then when I saw this shit, I was like,
and
yo,
by the way,
coronavirus
has been out for a long time. This is just a fatal strand because if you look on like the back of Lysol, it actually says it protects against coronavirus.
Wow.
So it's like it's a virus that's been out, but it's just like this particular strand is killing motherfuckers. You know what I mean? So ain't no telling what all they put into this strand.
Yeah, so sanitize your hands, yo.
I don't trust it. I don't trust it. No more Chinese food.
No more Chinese food.
Yeah. Now that's another issue that happens with stuff like this. I saw a story on Facebook again where an Uber driver, he's a Chinese Uber driver, and he picked up someone and he told them, like, you know, thank you for not canceling because I haven't been able to make any money because everybody, once they see me, they keep canceling my trips.
Right.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
And I think that's wrong. But I feel like, you know, with food we're ingesting, you got to think about where a lot of the, where they're getting their food from. A lot of these times they're importing their food and their packaging. You got to be careful of the things you're ordering. Like spray that shit down with Lysol before you open it because it's coming from China. Yeah. Am I good right here?
Because I can't. Because you're not talking into the joint. I can't really.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Remember, this mic is, you got to talk directly into the mic like this.
I'll hold the mic.
There you go.
I'm going to cut I'm just trying to, you know, make sure we're camera ready and everything because we're on camera now. So, all right. So, moving on.
Look, it's the Chinese lady right there. All right.
And I mean,
we can't say every Chinese person.
But at the same time, y'all have to be careful. Have you been home lately? Like, have you been to, they asked RJ when he went to the doctor, have you been to China lately?
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? When you go?
Yeah, you got to ask. You got to know.
Right.
Yeah, I think the crazy thing is that what you said is true. I feel like what you said is true. I feel like it is a tool for population control. If you look at China, they have the largest population in the world. They only they already have certain measures within their culture that that minimize how many
kids
people
they
you
can
have
and all
and
that,
things
right.
like that. So that's very important. And if it gets to the point where people start to, you know, procreate, it's more they're lasting longer. I could see this. Yeah. Aside from the fact, I did when we did the last show a couple weeks ago and I was doing some research on it there. What they use is called gutter oil. It's a big business in China, and it's called gutter oil. It's because they use the gutter oil because the profit margin is so high. It helps their economy. It supports their economy. And what they do is the gutter oil, they go to the manholes, and they have these big, like shovels, but they look like big soup spoons, right? And they scoop the sewage out of the manholes, and then they get like some of the leftover stuff from the slaughterhouses as well, and then they put it, they have this this whole process where they heat it up and they filter it, and it's like this big, you know, this factory, and they heat it up and they filter it and all that stuff like that, and it's cooking oil, and they serve that to it goes to restaurants. It doesn't even go to individuals. It goes to restaurants to use, and they buy it in bulk.
Hell no.
That's why I say a lot of that stuff comes from over there,
right? And then, but aside from the fact, what's really big in China as well is if, you know, you're somebody of elite status or you have, you know, you, like in their culture is you eat street food, like the poor people, whatever, the middle class people, they all eat street food. Right. And it's about it being fresh.
Yeah.
They don't. That's one thing about Chinese food a lot. They focus
they have
on
those
the fresh
wet
stuff.
Markets and shit. Too.
Well, so what's it's called? Warm meat restaurant. Warm meat restaurant is a restaurant where it's a high end. Whatever you order is very fresh. It's fresh to the point where the actual animal is out back, right? So if you order pork or if you order beef, if you order whatever you order, the actual animal is out back, and they will slaughter the animal, get the cut. They have the samurais. I don't know what the fuck you call them at them places. They will cut the meat for you, and then they cook it right then and there. So rewind, 2011, a movie came out called Contagion. Mm-hmm. And it was based on, it was about this white lady. It was based on like a plague similar to this. Mm-hmm. And a white lady who was traveling for business. She was trying to partner with the Asian company for electronics. And she flew over there, and then they took her out and said, you know, this is what we want. This is, you know, as a part of partnership, you know, you kind of get wine and dine. So they took her to one of these warm meat places, paid for a dinner, everything. Everybody ate. It's a normal thing when you get courted by, you know, executives and stuff like that. Yeah. They take you out to eat and stuff to show you a good time. So a scene in a movie, it shows, this is at the end of the movie, they show this part. And the whole movie, you know, people turning zombies, people dying, all this shit like that. And then they show this at the end. Her at the dinner with the Asian executives, and then they show they get the camera pans out back, and then it's like it's a bat up in the fucking up. It's bats all up in the trees and stuff like that out there.
One,
you know,
they
trees, right?
The
one pooped and a poop and the camera follows the poop and it drops down into the pig slop. The pig next 3 seconds comes over, starts eating out of the pig slop. The next 2 seconds, you see a door open, slam open with a guy with a big ass knife in his hand, and then the movie goes off. And so that just tells you how these things happened. Start.
And
evolve.
I think that's what in the corona, wasn't it from a bat?
Well, yeah, from the people eating these
bat stew. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's how it happened.
So it was like a popular mukbanger a couple years ago, and she did a mukbang where she ate that. And you know, once you do it on mukbang, it becomes real popular.
Right.
It becomes real popular in restaurants.
Right.
So they're attributing a coronavirus. It definitely came from an animal. It's an
animal type disease.
Yeah,
right.
Animal to human strain. So it's like, you got to be careful because you don't know what they eat over there.
Everything.
That's what I was going to say. They have those warm markets over there, but they have, you think you're getting chicken, that's raccoon.
Right.
They have beavers back there. I saw all type of shit back there. Because
people think
what's
a novelty to them got to be a novelty to me. No.
I don't want that shit.
I don't want that shit. Fuck that.
It's good. It's good. It's a delicacy.
I'm like, no.
No, it's good.
I don't want it.
All right. Damn. Corona, bye. Corona, bye. That shit's crazy.
Get away from me.
What we got next?
All right, so moving on, y'all. Gail,
you don't
King.
Got something funny? Nope, I don't want to do Gail yet. I'm sorry. We got to keep Gail for last.
Give
me something funny, please. Oh, is that all? If that's all you got, then that's fine.
No, we got
30 minutes in, and this shit been a little heavy already.
I mean, that's why we got to keep it going, and we got to keep it heavy, and then we
I need a light right now.
Well, that's good TV.
Interrupt me with some light, please.
Well, Petty, give us a joke or something, because Gail King, he better drop a joke.
Gail King, goddamn.
Knock, knock, what you got?
How about this? How about that? Gail King got the same strand of hair that Ashley got on right now.
Fuck you, Petty. That was not funny.
There we go.
That was not funny.
It's called Smokey the Bear.
Well, that
Malaysian
shit was not funny.
Number 66.
You ready to go on? Was that a good chuckle for you, Shaw? Can we go on to Gail King?
Yes! I got one. You ask me, goddamn. Don't ask me, goddamn.
I won't.
All right.
Anyways, Gail King has been facing a lot of backlash, y'all. Uh-huh. So if y'all, we're going to wait for Shaw.
No, this is a good one. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yes,
but
I know. I know my shit legit when Shaw laughs. Like, you ain't funny,
ain't funny
unless Shaw laugh.
It ain't funny with a joke on me.
All right,
that's
not
the
joke
thing
on
about
you.
It.
You're like, yo, fuck that.
Anyway, are you done, bitch?
I'm done, bitch.
All right. Anyway, so Gail King and her hair has been facing a lot of backlash like myself.
Gail King.
From Nadal.
Right. What she did.
Shit. So she did an interview with Lisa Leslie. Shout out to the WNBA.
Yeah, shout out to them.
A very girly WNBA player, might I add.
Yep.
I love
her. She didn't wear nails. She bust niggas ass. Uh-huh. Hall of Famer.
So she did an interview with WNBA player legend Lisa Leslie, and she shared some of her opinion, I think, on the topic of Kobe Bryant. So I'll just play this clip.
That's her response.
This. Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. I wanted to play the actual Lisa Leslie interview. My bad.
All right.
I would ask you to give us another joke, but you done.
Oh, I mean, you need another. I got a couple more.
No, thank you, sir. No, thank you. So,
nope.
Yeah. Hold on, let me try to pull this up. Sorry, y'all.
I mean, because I had it saved, you never want dead air on the mic, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes, you know, you just got to say stuff to just connect the dots, you goddamn.
Okay. So I can't find the clip. I must have deleted it, and I'm sorry. But pretty much the interview, Gayle King asked Lisa Leslie about the allegations that Kobe faced, right. You know, the sexual allegation. Sexual. I think it was like in 99 or 2003.
Long time ago.
2003. Mm-hmm. And I think the problem that came in, I think, was her rebuttal. Because Lisa Leslie gave her an answer. She said, you know, right. I think, you know, it happened or whatever. She was like, that's my friend. And I feel like I don't see him in that light. I don't see him being aggressive like that. Mm-hmm. And then I think where Gayle King went wrong is she mm-hmm. said, but you're his friend, so you wouldn't really see that.
That's what got me.
And yep. I think that's what got people in an uproar. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what hindered this apology yeah. that she gave. Mm-hmm. Now, because yeah. I don't know if y'all saw what Snoop said.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody saw what Snoop said.
Snoop gonna catch a case. He needs to like settle down a little bit.
I was with him at first, but when he had to call her a dog,
can
face
I call her? Can I do it? Hey, you dog face ass bitch. I'm telling you straight up. Hey, you better check yourself or we come
for you.
You.
I was like, so we threatening Gayle King?
Graze all God of your damn. Goddamn goatee, nigga.
That was coming from passion. You know, Cole, he was a real
upset.
Hell,
goddamn.
He
was upset. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like.
It came from upset, please.
He was upset.
Well, play the clip but first. But you're too old to be got our opinions. Yeah, she got, oh, okay. No, not of the interview, but of Gayle King's apology.
I think it's an age range in which, I want to say this. I think it's an age range in which you should stop threatening people. Like if you over 50 and somebody else over 50, stop goddamn threatening right. motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Talk yeah, about it.
Y'all's grown. So Gayle King obviously heard that shit and she was like, okay, you niggas now.
In the comments about the interview I did with Lisa Leslie about Kobe Bryant. And I know that if I had only seen the clip that you saw, I'd be extremely angry with me too. I am mortified, I'm embarrassed, and I am very angry what happened here and how I'm feeling about it. I reached out to Lisa because I know that she's a longtime friend of Kobe's to talk about his legacy and their friendship. We had a really wide-ranging interview, talked about many things, his career.
I'm about to hear that shit, Gayle.
And at the end, when she said, it's time to leave it alone, as I said, I thought that was powerful. And I insisted that that part be in the interview because I thought that it put a nice button on that part of the conversation.
So I'm with Kobe.
Kobe.
You know, her apologizing and everything.
Do you accept the apology?
I don't think it's for me to accept or not, because I don't think I was really mad at her to the point where I felt like she was doing her job.
So did you feel like it was inappropriate?
I definitely feel like it was inappropriate. Her is a person that has done several interviews and done several interviews on that stature. Mm. I think it was definitely inappropriate, but I also think that journalists do it every day. So I just feel like for people to vilify her the way that they're doing it.
So give her a pass because everybody else does it.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck, everybody else does it. And I think they put a lot of pressure on Oprah and Gayle, too, because they are doing a lot of fuck shit with, you know, in doing all these interviews. But they refuse to interview Harvey Weinstein or talk about his case because they're friends with them. So I think people feel like, you know, y'all are pretty much canceled. I did want to play Oprah's clip because y'all had her crying. She was
heard just how she's doing.
She's not doing well. May I say she is not doing well because she has now death threats and has to now travel with security. And she's feeling very much attacked. You know, Bill Cosby is texting from is tweeting from jail. She's not doing well and feels.
So. Okay. How you feel about the interview? Like in the question, Sha?
The question itself, I understand that she's a journalist. I understand other journalists have done it or what have you, but it's a different responsibility that she has as a black woman. I mean, that's all the uproar is from us because it's a black woman and that's speaking against a black man who was acquitted.
Right.
And he wasn't really acquitted because he didn't do it. You know, he apologized. You know, right. They never went to trial. She didn't. The girl didn't want to testify or whatever. So Gail was wrong. Snoop was also wrong too, though. You know, Snoop. Yeah. We and I think I hope everybody can agree with that as well. You know, it's. Yeah.
Do you see a link of how Oprah stopped, like pulled out of that documentary with Russell Simmons, mm-hmm. and why Gail going so hard against this guy? Like, do you think like her friend was like, you know, she saw her friend be portrayed in the media as scared off, right, mm-hmm. and scared off by a black male, and do you think CBS or do you think Gail mm-hmm. has something to do with it and wanted to, okay, we're gonna stand up, we're gonna face what black males do, we're going to talk about what was done wrong in the public eye, and we're not going to be afraid to address what a black male did. Do you think that has something to do with
it? I did not put those two together.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think that was necessarily linked. I think that it's more so, I think the question itself and even how she had her rebuttal to it is more so a reflection of even Oprah standing up for her friend. I think it's more so a reflection of them as black women who don't really stand for black men is what I think. That's just the root of it. That's what it came to. You know, they're and now at a different financial place in their life. They got all this money and all that. They got all these white friends.
Yeah.
So they not, you know, people always bring up how Oprah and Gail possibly do all this charity work and all that. I don't think that speaks, though, to your love for your people for real. Like, it's great that you could have given to all of these schools and helped black boys do da-da-da-da, but that's all money that you get back to. It's charitable.
Tax
so you're going to get the money back. You know what I'm saying? But what do you love black people outside of just that? And I think that when you see situations like this, it shows, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Period.
I think it was a ploy to exploit, somehow. To find a kinship, a relevance through Lisa Leslie and exploit us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I think it was her ability.
But the Lisa great thing about great. She handled it great. Yeah. She definitely did not bite the bait that was put in her face.
Right. Yes.
And that was the wrong person to try it with anyway. Upset. So you're dumb as hell.
Somebody else would have got upset.
She probably did get upset, but her professionalism didn't allow her to show it.
If you look at it, the only thing Kobe was guilty for in that thing was adultery. That was the only thing.
That's it.
That was it. Because it wasn't rape. It was consensual. He just cheated on his wife. It was adultery. But they're not talking about that. They say rape. Mm-hmm. He wasn't convicted
of
rape.
And it's so sad. You know, I think when we think deeper, when we go deeper down into it, again, as a black woman, interviewing another black woman about a black man, and you know the history that black men have in this country of being accused and killed and all of that for messing with white women in false situations, like, I don't even. That's what you could tell. The love is not there. You know, it's not. That's right. All it comes down to at the end of the day.
She's trying to explore any possibility of what it be, of it being right. She did that in this in one particular careful little phrase. She like tried to vilify him and explore any possibility. It's kind of like, you know, when you get interviewed by somebody, maybe somebody Caucasian or whatever like that, and you maybe give them, you know, your explanation, and then they kind of minimize your explanation by saying something
pulling
else,
something totally
by taking credibility from you. And she tried to take credibility from her by saying, "But that's your friend."
Right.
You would say that, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
And I said, "Ooh,
that's fucked up." Right.
That's like my fucked up. You ever been to court? You go to court and then white boy, you get my explanation, and they say, but the general population is responsible for this. So, you know, like, that mean whatever you just said,
don't even fucking mean nothing.
And you're telling whoever's listening that what you just said didn't mean anything
because that's his friend.
Yes. Right.
You see what I'm saying? So
that,
it was
that
just,
part
it
to me is what got it on my skin.
It was very.
And I feel like Lisa, if it had been a different woman, would have handled that differently, and that interview could have went real left.
It could have been exactly how Snoop responded to her a couple of days. It could have been that.
She was trying to get I don't know, man. I think she was trying to start momentum. Yeah, I think she was trying to start momentum, have her moment, and start momentum to have something go into the Oprah series. Because, you know, Oprah is like the new Lifetime. You know what I'm saying?
The own network is, but I don't think that it was, I don't, because from what Gail said, she didn't even know that they were going to just pull that one part from the interview and make that into a clip, is what she said. Nah. She said the interview was way broader than that, all that. I believe that because the interview was, what, an hour or something. You know they couldn't have talked about that the whole time.
But you know they're going to pull that because of what the situation is right now with Kobe.
But she said that she didn't know that. And well, I do believe, because how I'm looking at it as this is just a black woman, that's just, she wouldn't have, she didn't see the issue with that question until she got the backlash. So she wouldn't have thought that that would have been the clip. She didn't see nothing wrong with it. You see what I'm saying?
I think if you, as on that level of journalism, you prepare on that level of journalism, you know your voice, you know the power of your voice, you know the company and the network behind your voice, which is CBS, which is is the largest, you know, network. As a matter of fact, it's the reason why Fox
and
other places in Kansas, because somebody wanted, but we wanted something different. We wanted options. It was a monopoly. So I think when you're on that level, you understand the gravity of the power of your voice, and you prepare your questions to uncover things that you want your audience to know or audience to think about.
That's true.
And so I just don't think by happenstance you put that set of questions in there. And regardless, I don't think it was by happenstance that set of questions was like, oh, this stuff is okay, everything's okay. Oh, and they just picked that part out to vilify me. No. It was, you put that part in there to have some compelling content to ask who you were interviewing.
Yeah, because of the Kobe shit is heightened right now.
You almost don't even need to listen to the interview, the whole interview, to know what you said is still wrong.
Yes.
Right. If you just take the sound bite of the whole hour interview,
let's talk about.
And let me just say this and I'm done. Hold on, because with stories, right? If you look at and see people's accent, well, why they don't say nothing about Weinstein? Because Weinstein's not a story that people really want to fucking hear. You know what I'm saying? People, look at R. Kelly's series. R. Kelly shit. Everybody talk about that. Right. You have the Weinstein. Nobody really talk about that. So our community, black, that's what sells. That's what people want to hear. And that's why that clip came out and look, she was in an uproar. That's it. Because with Weinstein, I don't want hear about that shit. Me personally, I'm like, but then her story about that with Kobe, let me hear what you got to say about Kobe. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. That's what it is.
Black people are entertaining.
Man, that's
bottom line. They are fucking entertaining.
Just like how these companies make all this money off of us, they put these stories out and black people are going to watch it.
And people will, and she will put out, Lifetime has the Surviving Weinstein getting ready to come out. That shit's not going to get as many ratings as.
Ain't no white people going to watch that shit.
I bet you a lot of people don't even know the shit.
I bet you the black people watch it though. So that just. Some black people, but they ain't going
to
talk about it.
I'm going to have my TV on to get the rating.
So from what you're saying, it just sounds like coonery. It sounds like she tried to, you know, another form or a more elaborate and intricate form of black exploitation. That has been going on for years.
The big problem was like, you're contributing to the very thing we all supposed to be fighting against, bitch. Like, what the fuck is going on? Right. Like,
no, that's
at the end
fact.
Of the day, it's about
that.
The dollar.
What about the fact that you could have explored so many other things you could have explored? How about the very precious 13-year-old life of full of talent and legacy that he left behind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why not address that little girl and the what she came and evolved to be? Because we watched her grow up.
Right.
It
could have
been. And if she, Lisa Leslie, and Kobe were that close of friends, you know that Lisa Leslie had a relationship with that girl. Why didn't that get explored in the interview
I don't know if I watched the whole interview or not, because you said it was an hour.
The one I saw was only like 10 minutes. I think it was a whole special. The one I did see, she did talk about
Gigi, because she does want to play for, she did want to play for the WNBA.
Absolutely.
She was actually,
she would have
played for UConn.
She actually said that she
was gonna, she committed, I guess, to UConn. So
at 13.
So she would have a whole life ahead of her. And Gail King could have definitely went down that road and said the wrong road, Gail. That was the wrong road.
And so now he'll become with the crocodile tears and apologies and all that. And it's just like, at some point you have to realize you have to change your rhetoric and just how you conduct. It depends on who you conduct the interview with. I understand people saying, oh, everybody's been doing it and all that, but it's a different standard that we as people are going to hold our own.
Yes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what white person y'all do that. Right. I know that y'all do that.
Right.
But I'm expect my sister, my auntie, really? Come on, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's fucked up.
You'll get no
pass. And you remember that shit pissed me off as well. That shit when pissed I me off.
Don't
as
call
well.
Her auntie.
No, that ain't auntie no more.
You. But no, she I over there with. I do feel you. We do have to hold ourselves to a much higher standard, and that's why people be talking about we got to cancel culture. Fuck that. I'm a person who fucking buys into this shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I watch your shit. If I'm not fucking with you, I'm not contributing to your livelihood. Mm. Point blank. Period. Right. I'm not cancel culture because
culture is important.
It is important because you have to hold these people to a higher standard. Right. You gotta let them know, like, either you're with us or you're
not.
Us.
Period.
Yeah. She can go right the fuck over there on that bus with Stacey Dash and all the rest of the motherfuckers that be goddamn turn their back
her
on.
Her best friend can go.
Yeah,
right
I don't. I don't see how Gayle could recover from the black community for this, but she got the white folks.
And you know she got them behind her because she did. The way she answered, the way she came back with that little response video, I am mortified. I am angry. I am embarrassed. My life has been threatened.
That ain't that.
That was taken out of context.
I'm a CEO or something over some racial shit.
Yeah, it sound like a list of white, carefully crafted sentences put together. They said, "Gail, say this shit."
And okay. That shit will work, Gail.
We have a template for you in times of social media graph.
They got like a little box. Shit goes wrong, hit that red box.
Get like notes. A little card catalog at the library.
Nigga, if you think they ain't got some motherfucking exit strategies and fail-safe proof strategies already, what do you call them, damage control, they have specific people in that industry because the stakes are too high. It doesn't get any bigger than like national media.
They've been here before.
Yes. A lot of people.
Like, give it a few weeks. The niggas will get over it real quick.
Not forget.
And fuck that meme. That people put out of her holding the Popeye's tub. So I'm sorry, y'all.
Y'all ain't see that.
I didn't see that.
Y'all niggas. I did see that too. But this ain't like she trying to run back to our community with Popeye's because you know niggas love Popeye's.
Yeah. She gonna have to pull up with the truck and just drop them in the hood. Like,
you gotta do better, man.
Like, she gotta do some Nino Brown type shit to get the hood back.
It's not right. I don't think it's a problem that it don't take much to please us. I don't think, what's wrong with that?
Because that's when we settle for scraps and you have motherfuckers out here doing anything.
That would satisfy you?
No, not me. I'm just saying.
And you got motherfuckers actually doing things for damn likes, girl. Instead of cash, I'll take 1,000 likes.
That's just shit.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Because the likes turn into money. Supposedly.
It's hit or miss now.
Yeah, now. It's hit or miss. It's too many people. It's saturated
guess
now.
Guess what?
But
I ain't seen a, what's
and
the
it's cool.
trim? What's the shake them bitches used to do?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't seen one in the mads in a 15. Hot minute.
Yeah.
Flat tummy tea. Advertising getting slim, bitches. What's your next move?
Facts. That's true. I see that shit a minute.
Like, shit dead.
We had the show last week, but the Super Bowl shenanigans went on after the fucking show.
What happened?
Y'all, it was all type of drama going on in Miami. I'm just glad none of you were there because y'all
What happened?
Oh my gosh. Y'all didn't hear about the drama. First of all, Gervonta.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was terrible.
Oh yeah, Gervonta.
That was horrible. Mm-hmm.
That was
terrible. What did she do?
Well, first of all, it ain't about what she did. Right. She did fucking nothing but mind her own business.
Didn't do nothing. Okay.
She was there and
it don't
dude,
matter what
let
she
me
did.
Ask y'all this. Okay. I asked the guy.
Uh-huh.
So she was at the event, Floyd what? Mayweather event, by the way.
It was a Floyd Mayweather event?
Yeah, with another guy. She was on a date.
Uh-huh.
And so Gervonta comes walking in there with his security or whatever and snatched, now Petty. Snatches your date up by her neck.
That nigga was
Gervonta.
Like,
so he politely, I got a text message. What my boy texting me about? The wings is at
that
the
nigga
table.
Was out.
He was not paying. No, he was not trying to have no smoke with Gervonta.
That shit was funny.
So I want to ask y'all if y'all was on a date and Gervonta Davis. What is he? What world champion of the world? He got the
he my height though, but
he do got. He is about shy. He might be shorter than you.
He might
bitch.
Be shorter than me.
Got them hands, David. Gervonta got them hands, Davis. Come in and snatches up your date by her
by
neck. Are y'all
neck.
Saying, whoa, brother, what's going on? Don't be grabbing my date by her neck. Or are y'all just sitting there? My wings.
Because that's what that nigga did. Hey, that shit funny when you see it on tape.
I seen him slide out.
He did.
I mean, seen him slide
he
out.
Looked up, though.
You got to look at certain situations and you got to assess the situation. Right. It depends on how long he been with the girl or... I mean, it's a lot of things that takes into account.
That's what I said.
Javonte Davis is a professional boxer. If you're a dude that can't fight at all, then yeah, you need to chill because you better get your ass beat.
If he put his hands on it, is that a lawsuit or not? Because them hands is licensed.
First of all. Second of all.
And yeah, he can't really.
Hit me.
Second of all.
I'm getting real tough.
Second of all. It doesn't matter if he's a professional fighter or whatever. None of that. It's just about the sense of community. It's just about seeing a woman in trouble.
Right.
And it, I mean, you worrying about getting beat up, it's going to be more honorable that you stood up for
stood
her.
Stood up, right, yeah.
So get your ass beat. Who cares?
And then I got a question for you.
Nigga,
if you're going to ask me he wasn't getting no pussy, don't call me no more. None of that is over.
I'm going to ask you. Bitch, you calling him the next day.
Hell fucking no, because you dipped out on me. No, fuck
I
you.
I would block on every fucking thing.
Now, I didn't know that whole story. I didn't know that she was on a date with somebody else.
I didn't know that she was on a date. I saw when the nigga got up.
They probably met up at the Floyd Mayweather event. It probably wasn't a legit date, but nigga,
but
I'm with you.
He wasn't messing with her no more.
If I'm with you, we together. I don't care who I'm with. If I get into some drama, who I'm with, we in some fucking drama because I am out there with you.
Right.
You don't get home, we don't get home. Like, right. You know what I mean? It's a certain responsibility.
I mean, a man's natural reaction is to,
and
if you with
necessarily,
her,
I'm not
stand
necessarily,
up for her.
I'm not necessarily, I'm sorry, I'm not saying necessarily, he was done. I'm not saying necessarily fight her or fight him, but you can't say, well, brother, that's my, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, good.
You can't
good.
Because
say
I ran
nothing.
Into a situation like that before. I was dating this girl way back when. She had some big ass titties and shit like that. So I'm walking
down.
So what
did that have to do with
I'm
anything?
I'm saying because that's something. Guys is,
the story. Okay.
No, you know, because guys is physically attracted to big butts, titties and shit like that.
Right.
You know, if your girl is good.
Uncomfortable on a date.
Know, right. So I'm walking down the street with her and dude was like, damn, big ass titty. So I'm like, yo, so I almost got into a fight. I didn't know the dude fucked, but I'm just my natural instinct, like, yo, what the fuck, disrespectful, da da da. So as a man, your natural instinct, regardless of the fact if you don't know what this other dude could do or not, you want to stand up for this girl woman. So in that case, maybe he just on the low wasn't really fucking with her like that. It was like, you know what? Is it worth me trying to fight this dude?
All right, we're going to go around just like this. Hold on. So at the end of the day, what I said was, I don't know what, like, I was like, what she do? What I meant by that was, what was the circumstances? What makes people act like that? What makes him go in there and grab her? What makes her go out with him grabbing it and not really fight too much? What makes the nigga slide off? Like that, like he did. And it's easy for us to just sit here in third person and say, you know, look at the shit that happened. But what makes people really, because they real people. Like they were like a nigga, like you said, there's an innate response as a man to a woman in need, right. A damsel in distress, a trouble. It is a natural response. We all come from women. So at the end of the day, if there's circumstances, what if the circumstances were, and you might not care, it might be just, okay, whatever the circumstances were, it's just wrong. But some people would argue that if certain circumstances exist, you can understand why that mindset might be. What if he just gave her, you know, a lot of money and child support or something? Or what if she just asked him for a certain amount of money because of certain circumstances? I'm a get to it if you let me finish. So
it takes a while to get there.
Okay.
I just asked the question. So at the end of the day, we're going to get it together for the ADHD folk. Like, at the end of the day, the circumstances that surround it is what I said. The circumstances that surround it. What if? Like, what if that was the nigga that she was trying to slide out with and that wasn't a part of the agreement? Like, what if you do things outside of your relationship that are not a part of the agreement? Shit like that happens to you.
No, that has absolutely nothing to do with
it. Yeah, well,
it's Shaw's turn.
Niggas have gotten
killed.
Women have gotten killed for sliding out, like, on that. People have gotten.
So you're justifying.
No, I'm not justifying. I'm saying, what if the circumstances, we talking about the situation, what if the circumstances call for him to act like that? What if she did some dirty shit?
So there are circumstances that warrant a man grabbing a woman and pulling her out of a place.
Out of a situation.
Saying.
Yes.
I'm gonna just say this.
Don't fuck with him.
Yeah, don't fuck with me.
If he's doing that shit,
most of the bitches that listen to this show been yacked up before because of some dumb shit.
Never will. Never have I ever.
But if he's doing that to her in a public for him,
imagine
what the fuck is going on at home. Because you gotta think about it.
No, it's not. It's not that.
Well, we have to think about it like this as well, Petty. His ass is fucked.
I mean, so many different scenarios why she could get yoked up. Why we can't talk about what can happen at home?
You're right. You're right. But you can't.
Javante's currently in jail.
No, he got out. He got out,
but he went to jail.
He went to jail
for one thing. What he did was fucking illegal.
Right.
And they had so much back and forth in the past that she probably didn't want to press no charges to where now they got some shit on tape. So it's a reason why you have to hold your cool in public, regardless of what. Keep that shit at home. If you want to yoke your girl up at home, by all means, if the bitch stay with you afterwards, yoke her ass up.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying is, don't do the shit publicly when you're a public figure.
Because now his ass has a whole mugshot.
He has a whole mugshot out there.
And you know what's crazy? Because he used to mess with that girl, Kylie. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, yo, that's going to be a bad relationship. Because I was like, he going to run up fucking her up or he going to jail. Because she like to hit her life. Y'all ever watch their videos?
Her name is Ari.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because she was always hitting and shit.
That was my next fucked up shit.
I was like, yo, please. I was praying for that door. Like, please don't let me turn the TV, see this nigga Javante beat the shit out of her. Because the way she was going, I was like, so, you know, as a dude that has his hands as a weapon. Right. So, like you were saying, public perception. You gotta chill out.
You gotta be careful, dog.
That has to be the incentive.
But going back to the damsel in distress shit and all that. So one time, right uptown in the Music Factory, right, it was a guy that I just met. It was my homegirl's friend, and we were all together out or whatever. And you know, he called himself trying to holler at me or whatever, but while we were walking to the car, another dude said something like about me or like, you know, oh, you look something, something. So he was like, yo, what you say? Mm. And the dude said it again. He said something along like, watch your mouth, da da da. So the dude was like, oh, if you don't want nobody looking at your girl, you need to put a sign on her, some shit. What? And he straight punched the nigga in his mouth, beat his ass in the Music Factory.
Guys, that's their natural instinct to do. Good for him.
You still mess with him or no?
Nah, I don't mess with him. He's trash.
But he was good for the night, a couple times after that. And prayers up to the niggas who lost their lives doing that shit.
I mean,
prayers up to them, and we thank you for that.
Yeah, that's all they
and
get.
And then,
that's
yep, I mean,
shame. We as the black shame. Women do. It's nice to have black men defending black women.
Nigga, that's always been the case.
That is such a lie.
Shout out to Antoine.
That's always been the case. Only a few instances you could point out, and it's not the case.
All right, let's get back to it. Are you doing hot topics?
Black men are there for black women. Is what you're saying.
Who the fuck else is?
Black women.
What other set of men can y'all count on? Black women are black men.
Matter of fact, we need to divide that to the story.
That's why little black boys, that mindset right there is why little black boys are gay and why relationships ain't working out. Y'all the fucking hermaphrodites of the universe. Come on.
Well, that wraps up Hot Topics, y'all. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on IG. It's your girl Ash B, and I'm out. Cause this shit ain't nobody got time for.
Oh my gosh. Hey yo, listen. We can't even go into Artist of the Week. We're gonna play the Artist of the Week. So we're gonna get to the Artist of the Week, man. And No Advisory Podcast. We'll be back, man.
VIP when I hit the door. Crowd screaming, can I get some more? Run and tell it that we in the club. Grab some money, spin a triple dub. Paper getters are attracted to me. Pretty women are a magnet, truly. Open hands, can we get a grand? Got them drummers beating, they attached to me. People say that I'm legendary. Bone crusher, I'm never scary. Got soul food, I'm still standing on solid ground, my territory. Work hard, but I party harder. Lighter fluid, I'm a fire starter. On the stage, my A game run through your lanes like a freight train. Talking tough, but they soft as cotton. Ducking high when the bottle's popping. We celebrate like it's no tomorrow. Amped up, cause the album dropping. All eyes, I see you watching. Best believe that so cocky. I'm spoiled, rotten, got everything. I'm spending money like it ain't no stopping. Before I left the crib, 20 on me looking like a meal. Security dap me, I ain't tricking at me, but I keep them ratchets, you know what it is. Bread winning, I don't get time. Stacking choches, stroking thick dimes. Oakland cookies, smoking more with Goody Manny, fresh and Gucci, I'm big time. Music booming, I been riding, no fuck around on my side of town. Throwing bowls, club going up and your man down. Bottle popping, partner, watch the sparks. Run with shards like another Jaws. Killing balls, dollars on the yard. Why these bars really read the bars? Smoke for free, tell them brain the noise.
Smoke for free. Brain the noise.
Full of bounce. With people, if you ever peep and see me looking bored. Gangster with me from the center state. Give it, listen, look into the tape. In the cut, bet they twisting up and don't give a fuck. Throwing up the rocks.
Cheers, North Vazi Podcast. We are back. That was our Artist of the Week. Artists, if you want to be our Artist of the Week, just email us at NorAdvisoryPromo@gmail.com. That is NorAdvisoryPromo@gmail.com. So, this is the month of February. We are in Black History Month. So, what we're going to do here at North Vazi each week that we record, we are going to highlight a particular black person that invented something that we use every single day. You know, because a lot of people don't really know a lot of these household things that we use are invented by the black man or woman. So, what we got? We're going to pick one and let's make it, which one we got? Who we got? I mean, there's a lot.
We can do Lewis Latimer.
Lewis Latimer.
He was born in Chelsea, Massachusetts on September 4th, 1848.
Okay.
He collaborated with Thomas Edison, who gets the credit for inventing the light bulb.
Okay.
But he could not have done it without Lewis Latimer. One of his greatest inventions was the carbon filament, which is the little thing, the little circular thing that's inside of the light bulb.
Inside a light bulb that gives it
the light. He invented that. So, exactly. So that's something that we all use on a daily basis. And he also worked with Alexander Graham Bell. What did Alexander Graham Bell do? Y'all should know this. That Come on, the, history.
Damn, was that the plane? No, that's... Damn.
Alexander Graham Bell. We were just talking about Bell.
South.
Oh, okay. Exactly.
Oh, the phones. Okay.
Look how you guys did that. Shit. I like how you did that. Anyway, he helped him draft the design for the telephone.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, shout out to Lewis Latimer. He died in 1928.
Shout out to Lewis Latimer.
Have no phones.
So.
And no light.
Say what?
No phones or light.
No phones or light.
And we use both of those daily.
That's a good one because, you know, everybody think Thomas Edison invented the light bulb.
But he couldn't have done it without.
Mr. Latimer.
Exactly.
So we have a hand in all these light bulbs.
Yeah, I like that one. And then we're going to do a male and a female, if that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I like this one, dog. This is something that a lot of people don't know. And a lot of women... need. So the forgotten black woman inventor who revolutionized menstrual pads. What?
Mm-hmm.
What now? Okay. Are you guys undermining our process?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
Mary Beatrice Davison Kenner was self-taught inventor who created the sanitary belt. Menstrual pads. She created those menstrual pads. This was something that that was needed way back in the early 19th century. It was a recent, evidently. You don't even know how far this shit goes back. You know what I'm saying? This is like she was born 1912. She was born 1912 and died in 2006. She had trouble sleeping when she was growing up in Charlotte, North Carolina. So how about that? We in Charlotte, North Carolina. She invented the menstrual pads out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Her mother would leave for work in the morning through the squeaky door at the back of their house. And she said one day, "Mom, don't you think someone could invent a self-oiling door hinge?" And she was only six at the time. So even at that point, she had the mind of creation and the mind to solve problems. And that's all these inventions are. Solve problems.
Before it was two of them. They were sisters. You said one, right?
Mary Beatrice Davidson Kenner.
Is Mary and her sister Mildred.
Mildred.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did
Mildred? They invented the sanitary belt, right?
Yep. She only, I don't know why, for whatever reason, they give her most of the credit for it, I think.
It looks like here that they said Mary invented the moisture-resistant pocket for the belt, something, and her sister invented everything else. But that's the main important part, right? The moisture-resistant pocket.
Yeah,
right?
You got to keep that moisture out.
I mean, that's the main important part.
For real.
Part.
Yeah.
You know yeast.
And that's big, like, to be back then, 1912. Okay, so yeast. let's say 20 years later, 1932, right? All right. Yeah, am I mad for it, Ash?
You said what now? I'm
1912.
Sorry.
She was born 1912. Mm-hmm. So 20 years later, she's
1932.
Okay. So you can 1932. So you got to think about the climate in that point in time, how hard it was for women to do something like this or get credit for it. The article says, women were barred from the corridors of most scientific establishments and academic institutions for centuries, but then carried on regardless. She transformed her bedroom into a laboratory, turned coat hangers into scientific equipment, and in the case of Kenner, saved and scrimped for their pennies for their own patients. That's some dope shit. Like, you talk about being committed to your motherfucking purpose. That's a trail.
She was committed to a motherfucking invention.
She served five people. Now only five people before she only five people. She was only able to get five people to use the sanitary belt, the sanitation belt before she died. But I feel like that deserves a major kudos as far as Black history, as far as women Black history, and Charlotte.
Now, I wonder who took that invention and revamped it.
Yeah, I wonder who took that and made the money off that shit. I hope Mildred.
Created all way.
I'm just, I swear that's the first one I just thought.
What you said?
Always ass.
Mm-hmm. With wings. She's got a whole belt on. where I could just imagine, like, with tan pads just loaded up on the side, like art, like ammunition on a gun belt. Just like, bitch, I'm ready, bitch. I'm bleeding. It's that time. I'm on deck.
But that was two, you know, Black history people that we talked about.
Yeah, male and female.
And, you know, stuff we're going to go through every week. We're going to pick two. What week? So we're going to do male and female every week?
Yeah, we're going to do male and female.
All right, male and female every week. So, you know, it's Black History Month, even though it is the shortest month of the year. But, hey, fuck
it. Leap year this year, so we have 29 days.
Oh, we got 29.
Look at you.
Oh, shit.
Look at you. You've been hanging around some white
folks. Oh, then the groundhog, was it? Did he see a shadow?
He did not.
So spring comes early.
Spring comes early. Spring has been here. We have not even had winter yet.
Yeah, we have a few little flurries.
Fuck that day. Snow yesterday that tried.
Yeah, that shit was wet.
Yeah, shit tried.
Mm-hmm.
But yo, it's your boy CL McClain.
Hey, girl, shout bugs.
Girl, Ash B.
And me and the boy next door, the dude from Scooter Jerk. Hey, work, Patty.
Snow advising motherfuckers. Bang.
Bang.
This is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up. This is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes. We giving all that. You know, school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up. This is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up. This is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes. We